Well, yesterday we spoke to Finance Minister Nicola Willis about the government considering capping just how much local councils can increase rates. Ms Willis says this is all part of the government's cost of living focus, but she acknowledged that councils might not like the idea.
But also councils don't always do a great job of spending your money like you would spend it. There are wasteful projects, there is evidence of that. And so we want councils focusing on the things people expect them to do, which is the rubbish, the roads, the pipes, the basics, and not all the fanciful projects. So yeah, there'll be pushback because when you take candy away from kids in a candy store, they don't really like it. But at the same time, we are on the side of ratepayers.
Well, that was Nicola Willis yesterday on Morning Report. Sam Broughton is the President of Local Government New Zealand, also the Selwyn District Mayor, and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. What do you make of those comments?
Yeah, well, we all do want rates to be affordable. You know, I speak to councils right across New Zealand, and that is an issue that all councils are facing. But we've seen international examples of rates capping, and they've been pretty disastrous for communities because it means there's the inability to fund the essential infrastructure that communities need. The unintended consequences of a policy that, you know, sounds cool and it might win some votes, actually the detail and the analysis around that says it can have bad effects on both roads, pipes, the things that it's not intended to actually address.
The minister's argument here is that councils spend on things that aren't those core infrastructure or core services.
Yeah, and I think all councils are different, but I know my council, we spend 80% of our capital on roads and pipes. On top of that, you add in the rubbish, you add in the parks, you add in the pools that kids learn to swim in. All those things add up and are expensive. And over the last 3 years, we've seen a 38% increase in the cost of bridges. My district's got over 100 bridges. Many districts have got more than that. And so the cost to actually maintain and look after the things that our community already owns needs to be considered in this. I think a better way to look at it would be thinking about the tools that council has to fund the infrastructure that we're looking after.
Well,
and
is...
at the moment, rates is the only tool.
Well, what about borrowing?
Yeah, rates and borrowing, that's it. And communities needs to look at their borrowing, particularly if we're going to spend it on roads and pipes that are going to last 50 years, then borrowing over the life of that asset is really important. But local government needs other tools, the return of mineral royalties, congestion charging, roads tolling, the return of a portion of GST on new builds in a district. We need to think about how the government can open up new tools.
So would you agree with capping of rate increases, say, to the rate of inflation, if the government would come to the party with those other forms of funding that you've mentioned?
I think the rate of inflation is one measure, but the rate of inflation for households is different than the rate of inflation for councils. And when we look across the Tasman, where rates capping has been put in place, it doesn't just affect those areas that the government is trying to target. It also affects the roads. It also affects GDP of areas. And South Australia, who doesn't have a rates cap, have managed to have more stable and lower rates rises than New South Wales, who has a rates cap, because there's needed to be large catch-up rates in New South Wales because of the suppressed rate levels over a number of years.
So your district, you've got, what, 14%, 14.2% increase this year, 14.9% last year. Those are huge increases. And, I mean, there are other councils around the country as well, you know, convention centres, libraries, other, well, I think what the minister would call vanity projects. Do you think there is any merit to the criticism that councils spend too much on those non-core services?
I do think that council should always be looking at our spending. Our rates increase of 14% this year, though we had a 1% increase in COVID. If that had been at 8%, then this year would have also been a 7 or 8%. So past decisions needs to be caught up. And we've had many years where councils have kept rates artificially low rather than spending what needs to be done. So there's a bigger conversation that needs to be here about the financial sustainability of councils. Rates capping is, you know, two words. It's catchy, and I understand its appeal, but international examples show that it has unintended consequences on roads and pipes, which is not what the government wants.
What are you going to do about it?
We'll continue to talk to the government on it. We've raised it with the Minister of Local Government. We understand that there's decisions that Cabinet are making around local government, and we want to continue to be a part of that conversation.
Appreciate your time this morning. Sam Broughton there, President of Local Government New Zealand, and also Selwyn District Mayor, just responding there to the Finance Minister's comments that, well, some councils are like kids in candy stores, and she's looking at putting a cap on the amount that councils can increase local rates.